Welcome to Country Fried Rock. This week we're talking with T. Hardy Morris, frontman for Dead Confederate, as well as part of the Diamond Rugs indie rock supergroup. Morris is also known for his solo work, with a brand new album out from T. Hardy Morris and the Hard Knocks called Drownin' on a Mountaintop, out now on Danger Bird Records. You're listening to Country Fried Rock, and I'm your host, Sloan Spencer. Where are you now?
I still live in Ashton.
But you're originally from Augusta?
Yep, that's where I was born and raised, down, just outside of Augusta, but yeah, got essentially. It. We used to float the river, and we would moon everybody as they went across the I-20 bridge.
You're a pretty busy guy with not just solo projects, but some band things as well. What has led to this most recent album that just came out?
Kind of a natural progression of things. I'd made a solo record a couple years ago and kind of did a little more slowed down acoustic-y songs that I had. And my friend Matt Stossel, who plays pedal steel, we had kind of explored a little bit. I'm a big fan of the pedal steel and the way it works within songs. And I just wasn't quite through exploring the pedal steel and the ways it could work within the songs that I write. So we took it a step further and kind of did more of a rock and roll version, just see what came about. And Drowning on the Mountaintop's where we wound up. It kind of bummed our Dead Confederate drummer. And so that took it to a place where it had to be a little more heavy-handed. And it was a lot of fun.
I noticed in the background, we are unintentionally having an Adam Landry year on Country Fried Rock. Was your connection to him via Diamond Rugs?
Yes, exactly. I first met Adam when we did the first Diamond Rugs record. We just kind of spoke the same language in the way we liked to create music and just recordings in general, just kind of the same ethos as far as recording and just kind of letting it happen. And he's got a good ear to kind of help us sift through the songs, because I'll come in with a lot of stuff, a lot of ideas, and we kind of can focus on certain ones. And he's just easy to work with for me in the way I like to work. This one we did actually in Athens. We wound up mixing a little bit over at his place in Nashville, but we recorded it here at a studio called Chase Park. Had a lot of good records come out.
Oh, yeah.
I was expecting my daughter essentially any day, so we kind of had to record it here, proximity.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I've done a little bit of touring since she came. Even that had to slow down a good bit, shoot out and do a few and come home. It's nothing too extensive. There's a lot of dates, but it's, they're not all just back-to-back 3 months at a time or whatever like I used to do.
With so many different projects going on, how do you filter songs?
Usually I just kind of know right off the bat. It just has the feel of where it should wind up. Every once in a while they'll cross paths, but for the most part, it's all in my head. I don't really know how to explain it, but I can just kind of tell where it needs to wind up.
We were saying originally there's some changes from the sound of audition tapes to this record with Drowning on a Mountaintop. And it's not just instrumentation. How do those come about for you? You kind of hinted that perhaps they developed a bit with Adam Landry.
We had done, when we did the first Diamond Rugs record, there was a song called Country Mile that kind of had this heavier verse, kind of stoner rock verse, and then it veered off and the chorus was country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I called it the country part. And then there was a song called Share the Needle on audition tapes that kind of had that same push and pull between the verse and chorus. And Adam and I were talking after a show one night. And we were kind of like, let's do a whole record that's like that, that has that kind of push and pull throughout it and kind of really exploit that idea. Because a lot of people seemed really drawn to those songs. They didn't seem as crazy to me, but other people were like, oh, that's crazy how that happens, And I was like, oh, well, people seem to like that. Let's just try to go for it. So, yeah, just kind of went with that idea. I mean, doesn't happen on every single song, and we didn't try to force it. It kind of works for the way I write, the stuff I like, and for my vibe. I think it worked out pretty good.
Hey, y'all, this is Sloan Spencer, the host of Country Fried Rock. We've had an incredible year with more people finding us on the radio and our podcast than we ever imagined. Thank you all so much. Careful what you wish for. You just might get it. We'd like to send a big thank you to our Country Fried Rock listeners for supporting Country Fried Rock alum Alan Thompson, who is recovering from a diving accident. If you'd like to donate, every dollar matters, and it goes directly to helping defray his bills. You can find that link on Country Fried Rock's Facebook or Twitter. It's a You Caring donation page. Keep your ears peeled for a few different benefit shows in the Nashville area for Alan Thompson. We love you, man. Get better soon.
Hey, this is Steve Hardy Morris on Country Fried Rock.
You can listen to this record and miss some of what you're saying, and then you hear it like the third or fourth time, you're like, holy cow, that's a great line. A lyrical versus music contrast as well.
Lyrically, the album, a lot of it is, I don't know, I write a lot of stuff pretty quickly when I'm writing the lyrics, so a lot of times I don't know exactly what I said until after I hear it back, and I'm like, oh, that was kind of pointed,
yeah.
or whatnot, but and especially that stuff happened, that album happened kind of fast, the writing of it, because I went in with a lot of ideas lyrically, yeah, song by song, and just kind of finishing them on the fly, some of them.
Were they always fleshed out before you got into Chase Park?
Pretty close. I mean, I was still writing some lyrics as we got into Chase Park, but I think that's fine. That works for me. It's just kind of the way my brain is. I've always been a little ADD, so I don't know. And I don't think that a lot of those lines you're speaking of or I'm talking about would really come about if I sat down alone with my pen and, you know, tried to labor over it. It might sound a little labored or might sound a little dramatic. You just speak what's on your mind. Sometimes it makes more sense.
Was there some time between completion and release?
Yeah, there was. There was a little bit. I guess we were done recording a year ago, and then we spent a little bit of time mixing. It kind of sat for a little bit while the baby was born, and then I was, you know, home doing that whole thing, learning how to change diapers and all that stuff. And then we got around to mixing, and that even took a little bit longer because we wound up going back over to Adams and doing a couple of things just because we had to mix it so fast. Everybody just was busy. We mixed it, and then we had a couple more things we wanted to do. So we fixed those over in Nashville, and then finally done.
Who else was able to help you fill out the sound you wanted?
Vaughn Lamb is who plays bass on the record and plays bass in the Hard Knocks. He's a local Athens bass player. He's played with, you know, a lot of bands around here, but I just like his style and vibe. He's kind of got this noodly hippie punk thing going on that I like. Kind of fits what we're doing.
Hey, y'all, this is Sloan Spencer, the host of Country Fried Rock. Those of y'all who listen on our podcasts, it's a quick hit of Just the Conversation. If you want the full radio program with all the songs that we talk about, ask for it on your local radio station, joining 20 other stations across the country. Get the goods at countryfriedrock.org. Hey, y'all, Country Fried Rock has a few cool new things going on that we've been teasing for a while. Pop on by countryfriedrock.com, scroll down on the right-hand side of the screen, or just keep on scrolling if you're on mobile. It's down at the bottom. We're doing a quick listener survey. Find out a little more about what y'all want as we plan now for 2016. I know it seems so far away, but actually, we've already got a very cool thing up our sleeves that will be happening while I'm in Nashville next month. So looking forward to that. Speaking of which, lots of Country Fried Rock alums are going to be playing Americana Fest in September, and we'll be hanging out that week. Come on by and say hello.
Hey, this is T. Hardy Morris. Get more info at t.hardymorris.com.
What kind of stuff was speaking to you? Because you can hear a lot of different things going on in the different songs on this record specifically. I got a little Nirvana on some of it.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the things I was trying to convey with the record is, you know, you don't really think of like country music or southern rock and grunge really sitting hand in hand, but to me they're not that really that far off. They're both kind of come from a rural sounding place to me, you know. I don't know. It just sounds like that's what I grew up on, but I think they're a little closer fit than a lot of people give them credit for, especially like southern rock and grunge music. What the real early versions of grunge music, you know, a lot of those bands were from out in the middle of nowhere, you know, kind of coming up with these ideas in the garage, and southern rock was, you know, just dudes woodshedding out in the middle of nowhere in the south. I don't know. They're just both kind of rural. So I thought that the pedal steel and that country sound works a little better than you might think with the heavy-handed side of grunge. Yeah, you know, the Meat Puppets kind of did that. They always had a country vibe going on, kind of country punk. So there's definitely. And I've toured with those guys before, and we've talked music a good bit, and they're kind of buddies. And, I mean, it's a lot of the album's a little more heavy-handed than Meat Puppets, but I kind of, they're often a band that I kind of have a touchstone in the studio that I kind of, when I hear back a song, I'm like, I wonder if Kurt and Chris would like this song. I'm like, yeah, I think they would.
There's a particular song I want to ask about. Who is the other voice on? It's either Quiet or Quieter.
that's Justin, who Justin Collins, who was the other producer on the record. Justin co-produces a lot of stuff with Adam. He did audition tapes and the Diamond Rug stuff. He's also a musician, singer-songwriter over in Nashville. His stuff's awesome. It's really good.
How have some of those relationships come around for who you get to go on tour with?
Well, you know, I've known the Drive-By Trucker guys for a long time from the Confederate touring with them. They took us to the West Coast the first time we ever toured on the West Coast. And we just always have kept in touch, Patterson and I specifically. He's been kind of a good proponent of my stuff, solo stuff, and Dead Confederate. And so, I feel like we're the band that when they just have to go do some one-off shows, they're always like, hey, you want to come play? That's just local connection. You know, they live here. And then the stuff I'm doing with Delta Sphere, we're only doing a couple shows, but I'm doing some stuff out with them. They're doing a tour where they're bringing, like, buddies on stage with them to do, like, a handful of songs.
Fun.
And I'm doing a couple of those shows with Delta Spirit, which I think also, like, Ian O'Neill from Deer Tick and some folks are doing it as well. But I just know Matt kind of through the Deer Tick guys. I met him over in Nashville at a Delta Spirit show that I had gone to with John and Robbie Deer Tick. And then he actually came in and played keys and sang on a song on audition tapes. Matt did. So we kind of hit it off through that. And then emailed me a while back and was like, you want to do these Delta Spirit shows?
Cool.
Want to do that for fun and camaraderie?
I'm your host, Sloan Spencer. You can keep in touch with us on Facebook, but I really like Twitter, where we are at Country Fried Rock, ending with R-O-K. And if you want to see pictures of my shoes, my dog, and my lunch, stop by Instagram. But whatever way you like to hang out, stop by and say hey. Oh yeah, I'm so excited to tell y'all about this. A while back, I mentioned we were going to have a new way for bands to submit to this program. It's been a great problem to have, but I've been getting so much email, I can't even get to the critical things. So for several weeks, we're going to be working with Reverb Nation on a special submission page. It's called a Country Fried Rock Opportunity. To make it easy for you, I put a direct link on countryfriedrock.com. All you need to do is click on the category that says contact. And then when it says for musicians, you'll have the direct link to the Reverb Nation page. The coolest part is a lot of y'all are truly emerging bands working on your very first recordings, completely out of the loop of our circle of friends, and we love it. Thank you so much to all of y'all who have found us in this one short week we've been doing it. Looking forward to a ton more great music and featuring these bands soon.
Hey, this is T. Hardy Morris. You can find my new album, Drowning on a Mountaintop, anywhere great records are sold.
Speaking of which, you have some other opportunities to make music with some friends in different ways. How are those things going for you?
New connections and music kind of, they get me excited. Not that other stuff gets like old or boring. It's just, I don't know. I just like the adventure of meeting new people and hearing what they bring to the table and different sounds. And I kind of know where I'm going to go. So it's nice to know where it's going to go with it, you know.
Is Dead Confederate on permanent hiatus?
No, we're planning to record again soon. You know, we hang out all the time here in town. We just played a show at the Georgia Theater, which was great.
Oh, cool.
And so we're always together, and we're just trying to find the right time to record. You know, everybody stays pretty busy, and of course, I wound up staying busier than I actually think I am. Just trying to find the right time to do it, but it'll happen.
How did Danger Bird Records come around?
That's actually a Dead Confederate connection there. Jenny Sparandeo, who is the president over at Danger Bird, she worked on some publicity stuff for Dead Confederate back in, like, 2008, 2009. She was just a fan of the band and what we did, and we worked pretty closely together. You know, she was doing, like, radio and college radio stuff, and, you know, driving us around to different stations, and we just kind of hit it off as far as our taste in music, and she was just a big, big help to us for a really long time. And then she moved on and was doing stuff at Danger Bird, and then wound up in the driver's seat over there at some point and kind of came to Austin. She came to a couple of Diamond Rug shows, and she got to talking about the new label she was doing stuff with and asking about my solo stuff. And we decided to go into biz.
What other exciting stuff do y'all have on deck?
You know, I don't know. It just came out, so I'm just at home writing and recording a little bit of my own stuff, just seeing where it winds up. You know, we'll see how the shows go, you know, see if people show up and if you know, if they're excited about it or what. I don't know. These days it's so crazy. You don't know how many people are going to hear it or not. You know, every day is just this giant tidal wave of information and music on the internet where you're like, I don't know, is it floating in the wave or is it getting washed over? Who knows? So we'll just see if it floats and then do the shows and, you know, hopefully people dig it. But I don't know where I'll go next sonically. And I really like what we did, but I also don't, you know, you don't want to do the same thing twice. We kind of rode that pony. We'll see where it goes next. But I'm writing a lot, figuring out what I'm going to do. I'll write a good bit. You know, I sit down with the guitar a good bit. So, yeah, I mean, I think the better stuff might come in waves, but there's always something there.
Is this album available on vinyl?
Yes.
Ooh, tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I had all the artwork going, and I proposed to Jenny and the label, can we do this on white vinyl? They said absolutely. It came about.
Tell me a little bit about the artwork.
It was a mock-up idea that I had drawn up. I had kind of done a takeoff of a Leon Russell album cover for an album of his called Hank Wilson's Back. I did a mock-up of it, and then my friend Carl, his daughter, sewed it together. It's actually sewn.
Wow.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't even remember the last time we had a sewn album cover. That's incredible.
Yeah, she did it. She's like 16.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I had done a mock-up of it, and it was, like, done. We were about to go to the presses with it and have it all go, and then Carl emailed, was like, hold on, call off the dogs. Emma, his daughter, she's like, she actually sewed it last night, sent it over, and we were like, oh, well, there you go. That's the one, the hand done.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What a great story. Well, very cool. Well, T. Hardy Morris, thank you so much for being with us on Country Fried Rock.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Safe travels. Bye-bye.
All right.
CountryFriedRock.org. Copyright 2015. All rights reserved. Our 2015 bed music is from Drivin' and Cryin's debut album, Scarred But Smarter. Got a great band you want to hear on Country Fried Rock? The best thing to do is tweet us at Country Fried Rock. That's Country Fried R-O-K. You can subscribe to our weekly podcast on iTunes. Just search Country Fried Rock. Country Fried Rock radio programs are distributed to public radio through the Public Radio Exchange. PRX.org. Our Country Fried Rock stinger is from Steve Soto and the Twisted Hearts.
Ever he been helping us some Country Fried Rock.
Hey y'all, it's Sloane Spencer. Thanks so much for finding all these new old episodes of Country Fried Rock. I've got something completely different available these days called Sleep with Rock Stars. And it all started from a listener comment back in the very early days of Country Fried Rock who said, you know, I slow these down to 75% and fall asleep to them. And I was like, well, over the years I started thinking about it and I recently started Sleep with Rock Stars. It's the Gen X Sleep Podcast, and you can find it at sleepwithrockstars.com or your favorite podcast app.